From Soundcheck Studios. I'm here with Sean. What's up, Sean?
What up?
What up, Chanel?
Hey, how's it going?
You know, keeping it real.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool, like?
Cool. Fantastic.
Excellent.
Cool, fantastic.
I like that.
Yeah, and then Brian on the boards. And now we got a band with us this evening, too. We've got the Loose Cannon. What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up?
Hey.
What's
going on? Hey. Sounds dangerous.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think cannons should really be loose.
We're not quite as loose as you would think.
So it's just like a screw that needs to be tightened a little
maybe
bit?
Just like a little, just
like
maybe
a,
just half.
Like an Allen wrench or?
Just turned a little bit.
It's more of a lucid cannon.
Yeah. Lucid cannon.
I don't know about that. What kind of cannon is it, though?
What time period is it from? Civil War, Revolution?
Could be like a gun. Like an old Civil War, like a cannon gun.
Definitely a pirate cannon.
Pirate cannon.
That's
what I wanted to know. Was it on a boat?
Have any guys ever considered taking a cannon shot to the chest?
No. I've done it once.
I wish.
Have you?
People do it.
I regret it.
Yeah?
I want to hear that story.
Yeah, what the?
Yeah, let's start there.
I worked in the circus for a summer. It was a short period. And I only did one show. I went to the hospital quickly.
Because your rib cage was broke.
Yeah. Is that standard for that position in the circus? Like
newbie.
Like it's like a one-time thing. It's like
they come in and out all the time.
Like you get one shot and then.
I expect somebody with like a couple hundred more pounds of blubber.
You would think so. But those are usually the ones who make it to the next two or three.
Level two in the loop. Did you ever get shot out of a cannon?
No.
Oh, that would be cool.
That was actually a T-shirt idea.
Like I've been hit with a cannon and I've been shot out of a cannon.
You have?
No.
Oh, you're saying.
It would be cool if you
just have like all of our heads shooting out of a cannon somewhere.
Well, there's still time.
So, before we get into more near-death stories, which I definitely want to hear more of, let's go ahead and introduce you guys. So we'll start with our daredevil over here.
Tommy, I'm the drummer.
And Cannonball Shot Survivor.
Cannonball Shot Survivor.
I'd put that on every resume.
I would too.
Yeah.
Special
just
skills.
Introduce
getting
myself
shot
that
with a
way.
Cannon.
You shoot me with a cannon, I'll live.
Assistant manager, Strickland Propane.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
All right, I guess I'm next. I'm Eric, and I'm the guitarist. Guitarist of the band.
And vocalist?
And vocalist. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Never been shot with any.
Never been shot with cannon. Been shot with a BB gun before.
Yeah. I'm going to guess different.
It's a little different.
A little different. Yeah. All right, sir. Your name and what you've been shot with.
Well, I haven't been shot with much. Just cameras.
Cameras? That is like probably the safest thing to be shot with.
Yeah. My name is John. I play bass.
John's so sexy. I get people take pictures of me.
So you're all getting your picture taken today.
I didn't think I was going to take it that far when I said it.
But we're always going to take it one step further. Fair warning.
Were they classy photos?
All of my photos are classy.
I can see that. That makes sense.
He's got a full beard. Yeah. I mean, it's as classy as it gets.
All right, let's complete the circle. Complete the circle.
I'm Garrett. I play guitar.
You've never been shot?
Never been shot.
With anything?
Almost was shot once.
Are you like with a spitball?
No. Not by a spitball. That would suck.
We might have to fix that.
I've been shot by
spitball war on the next break.
That's cool with me. We have one straw.
One
straw and Brian has it. Damn it.
Damn it. It's a bad idea. We'll plan better next time.
Well, we got a good show coming up. We're going to hear some tunes from Loose Cannon.
We've got three new tunes, guys.
Three new songs.
That's exciting.
Yep. Really excited about those. We've been writing some new stuff recently now that we have more members, which is kind of nice. Like, hey, we have more parts, so we might as well collaborate, put everything together, and write some new material.
Because Loose Cannon was You had a bassist before, mm-hmm. and then it was just you and Tommy.
Yep, then went to another bassist, then that fell through, and now we have our good friend John here playing bass, at least for a little while.
Playing bass and photogenic.
Yep, and he's photogenic. Mm-hmm. We got Garrett over here on lead guitar, which is awesome.
Well, cool. We're going to get Excellent. To a break. But before we do, Chanel, you want to tell everybody about what's going on at Amelia's coming up?
At Amelia's, tomorrow night, this is Wednesday, we are having a giant punk rock extravaganza. I say punk rock loosely, featuring The Loose Cannon, along with My Way, and Headless Mantis, and Ataraxis the Ace.
So there's another Loose Cannon?
No, this Loose Cannon.
Oh, this Loose Cannon.
Yeah, these guys. We get to hang out with them two nights in a row, Derek.
Two nights in a row. I was going to say, like...
There is no other Loose Cannon.
If there was another Loose Cannon, we should ask them to play with Loose Cannon as well.
Don't confuse the people.
But it's the same Loose Cannon.
It is the same Loose Cannon.
All right.
So come to Amelia's and hear these songs and more from Loose Cannon tomorrow. It is free. It's at 10 p.m. It goes until 2 a.m. And it'll be super fun.
Super fun. Super fun.
In the meantime,
we're going to take a break. We're going to hear from this is Gold Rush with Settle Down here on Radio Rubber Room.
Settle down to get off the mat. I thought about the things that I could have done until I heard the rocks hit the glass. This could be the time I put things on the line and say I'm gonna swallow my pride. Tell me, baby, what you know. I've been waiting here. Had one just to calm me down. Another look back, but I didn't want to leave it alone. I narrowed my eyes, I rolled up my sleeves, I narrowed my eyes alone.
Yeah. passion.
Desire.
It smells good.
These are the essences of vaginae.
Vaginae.
The newest eau de toilette from the Spoof Coast Scents collection that brought the number one selling men's cologne, Phallus Day. Take a deep breath.
The ultimate pleasure.
Behold the true scent of diamonds. Vaginae.
Vaginae. Smell better than you.
Specially formulated from the most feminine of aromas. Flowers. Cinnamon. Diamonds. Butterfly dust. And the tears of broken men. Vaginae.
Vaginae.
Harnessed from hormone glands of the tigress. Vaginae. Just spray once on each breast and once twain the legs.
Please yourself.
The only perfume guaranteed to attract men and other creatures. Vaginae.
Oh, vaginae.
For the woman who only uses the finest silk tampons. Vaginae. Get it all over you.
John Lee Design.
Build your website.
John Lee Designs will meet all your web development and graphic design needs.
Elegant, sleek.
John Lee is highly experienced in all aspects of XHTML.
CSC.
Java.
PHP. HTML.
And web development.
J-O-N-L-E-E design.com.
Or johnleedesign@gmail.com. Or call him anytime at
804-829-0633. Sexy.
Sexy.
Help yourself.
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walker's sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
This is Sean, and I want to hear your band on Radio Rubber Room, the club sandwich of radio shows. Do you want to be the bacon on this club sandwich? Email your music to rubberroommusic@gmail.com. Club sandwich.
Thank you.
was the Loose Cannon here on Radio Rubber Room. What was the name of that tune?
That was called The Nasty One.
The Nasty One.
The Nasty One.
Yeah.
Now, I think you actually came up with the name for that one.
I did, because it sounded nasty.
It sounded so.
The song sounded nasty.
Nasty lick.
No, you've had that's one of the ones you've been playing for a little while. I recognize that from hearing you guys.
Yeah.
Out, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played that for,
for a couple of years now.
No, we didn't. That wasn't like an original song, but we've had that one for some time.
It's stuck.
Yeah, it's stuck.
Cool. Now, from what I understand, you guys are getting ready to head out on the road very shortly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Going to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York.
And that's like this week?
This week.
Have you guys seen the weather report?
Yes.
This is the real one, apparently. Uh-huh. So didn't snow that much last night.
That's why I think we should leave Friday night. So that we make sure we get there.
What are your travel arrangements? Like a van?
Yeah, we have a van.
Hoping to get one big van. 12 person, 16 person.
Have you thought of maybe a sled dog team?
That would be awesome.
Get all the way there.
What's the old movie? What's that? The one with the dentist?
Balto.
Balto.
No, not the one with the dentist.
Iron Will.
Oh, there's a bunch, Dances with Wolves?
Iron Will, what I was thinking of.
Maybe. Sled Balto, I think. It was like the cartoon one.
They have a statue of Balto in Central Park.
In Central Park, we're going to go visit that.
Oh, we're going to do that.
That would be awesome if you visited on a dog sled.
Right? Just arrive there in the snow, like, check out the Balto statue.
So that's actually of a dog sled? Or no?
It's the dog.
Yeah, it's the dog.
Yeah, that would be badass. Like, rolling to Brooklyn on a dog sled. First, before you go to your gig, check out the statue of the dog sled guy, dog. And then just go rock out.
That seems like the only way to travel now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of frustrated.
Van?
We got a van.
Yeah.
It's probably not even going to make it there.
We could bring dogs with us, just in case.
We'll have to have some extra dogs in the back.
Extra dogs in the back of the van.
Yeah.
So where are you guys playing up there?
You know the place. What is it
called? Oh, it's called Don Pedro.
In Brooklyn.
It's the Mexican dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of awesome.
Sounds delicious.
We're going to eat while we're there.
I'm hoping we get like half off food because that would just be perfect.
That would be better? Free food.
Free food.
Free food is always the best. It tastes better.
Free tacos are the... I think all free food is good, but free tacos...
It's the next level.
Are probably like the best free
like
food.
Or like nachos too, but tacos are pretty good.
I think I was just thinking Supreme nachos
for some reason.
If I can get like a free chimichanga, good to go.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because whoever thought of deep frying a burrito is a genius. Yeah. I was having this conversation yesterday because I went by Chicken Fiesta, which just opened up down the street. And my friend had bought me a chicken sandwich from there before, and it was absolutely delicious. But like, I went in and I was like, they have chimichangas.
You know what I love most about that place? It reminds me of Pollos Hermanos from Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah, it reminds me of that.
I'm like, I've dropped by it, like, and I'm like, meth.
Do not come to my work, Walter.
It just makes me kind of sad because I had this really awesome Walter White sticker.
I saw that on your guitar case.
Yeah, I had a couple, he has one. I had another one on my case, and I came home the other day because I'd just gotten a puppy, and he ripped it off. It was like into pieces, and I was just like, I want to be mad at you because that's my Walter White sticker. But I can't because
you're adorable.
Cute. Shit.
Been there. Yeah. So, are you guys making any other stops on the way or back or just hitting that one stop?
We were supposed to stop in Norfolk.
It was supposed to be a couple stops.
That sort of dissolved.
Yeah. That fell through the Norfolk show.
Yeah. So we're just going to spend the whole time in the
snow. Are we booking another show? Are we trying to get another one? Or are we just.
We're still trying, but I mean.
We got like 4 days.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work.
I would try the whole way up, I feel like.
You know, exactly. Instead of going
worst
south,
come
to
worst,
some
open mics or something.
Yeah, Baltimore, maybe Philly might have something.
Yeah.
Stop by.
So, what are the plans after that little adventure? If you guys make it back, obviously.
Right, if you survive, we'll make it back.
If our dogs make it.
Make sure we're feeding
the dogs don't go hungry.
Now, you've been shot with a cannon, so I'm pretty sure you're going to make it back just fine.
He's skilled,
right?
These guys.
Skilled war veteran.
Yeah.
I can't have him dragging me down.
I'll leave them.
I mean, just feed your dog team the free Mexican food, and you'll be good to go.
Exactly.
You might smell a little bit.
Perfect. And then your puppy can redeem himself for eating the sticker.
You have the dog team led by your puppy dachshund.
Yeah. That would be sick.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
We don't really have
just a whole dog.
This is gonna be epic,
of,
by the way. This
puppy
tour is gonna be, or this is gonna be epic.
This one adventure.
Yeah.
It's definitely gonna be an adventure.
Yeah.
It's gonna be cool because we didn't really know. Well, we didn't really know where we were staying in Brooklyn, and then we found out that we're gonna. Someone's Garrett's mom, I think, has hotel points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're staying. And hotels in Brooklyn are pretty cheap too.
Yeah. So we're gonna be staying in the Marriott, and I'm hoping that if it's cheap enough, we can get maybe a second night there. I don't know. Because we're leaving Friday, I think.
Yeah, like Friday night.
Friday night?
Probably like 10 p.m.
It sounds
we'll
so
see
dumb.
What this will all depend on the forecast.
So Friday at 10 p.m., look out for a dog sled team headed towards New York.
The best tour ever. One-stop tour.
All right.
We're going to take the HIV
lane. Yeah, the dog sled lane. They don't have this. We're going to take a little break, play a tune, and we'll be back with more tunes and talking to the Loose Cannon. But right now, this is the Southern Bells with Cadillac Desert here on Radio Rubber Room.
We'll be right back. mighty young when you're standing there in your barely full grown. You drove a Cadillac Desert to the end of the line. What a place to call your own. You're looking mighty young when you're standing there in your barely full grown. To the end of the line, what a place to call your own. You're looking mighty young when you're standing there, and you're barely full grown.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy? I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds. Incredible. 30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it, touch it. 30-second energy. It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds. Move a bus. Move a boat. Move a building. Yeah! Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria, an inflated sense of self-worth. Awesome. And a desire to do it every 30 seconds. So extreme. You know it works. Because it's made out of my blood! 30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal, enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds, such as grow a garden, learn Japanese, shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months. 30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain, making you impervious to batons, mace, and tasers. Bullets? What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants, and the deceased. As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice rapid weight loss, appetite suppression, and extreme death. You'll love 30-second energy so much, you'll sell your car, your house, your family. Guaranteed, or your money back. Side effects include bleeding from all orifices, tooth loss, rapid aging, incarceration, death, immaculate conception, purgatory, exploding eyeballs, super death, athlete's foot, extreme sexual desire, impotence, hollow existence, and partial death leading to full death. Ever need to smash through a brick wall with your face? 30-second energy. Inject it right into your chest. Extreme 30 seconds of energy. Right into your chest. Love it.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon, and when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music, Sean S. Austin I, will go down as the single greatest single-key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and 8-track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
Do you have trouble getting going in the morning?
Shut up!
Are you sometimes filled with overwhelming self-doubt that paralyzes you, making getting out of bed seem like something that's not worth doing? Well, we have the fix. From the makers of Mandol comes the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock.
Get your ass up, you beautiful son of a bitch!
The messages of the self-esteem alarm clock were expertly written by expert greeting card writers.
Get your tight ass up, you sexy, sexy ass. It's gonna be a great day, sexy. Damn, you're good looking and sexy.
Start your day off right with the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch self-esteem alarm clock. And remember, you're a sexy bitch.
The Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch self-esteem alarm clock may cause morning wood, hypertension, Napoleon complex, puffy nipples, bloating, an erection lasting more than 42 hours, juvenile diabetes, or Frankenbean.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Hell am I going?
That was the Loose Cannon here on Radio Rubber Room. And since you said you're going to play three new ones and you already played one of the older ones, I'm going to assume, I'm not great at math, but that was one of the new ones.
Yes.
That was Get Lost.
Oh, we don't know what we really have to call it for real.
So still a working title in progress?
Yeah.
Get Lost in something.
Get Lost in John.
There you go. So what are you getting lost from?
Garrett, you want to take that one?
He wrote the song.
Yeah, I wrote it like 3 or 4 years ago, actually. At least it feels like it was that long ago. But I don't even remember what I was... Well, I know what I was writing about, but...
But you don't want to disclose that information?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. You've already gotten lost, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, yeah, the lyrics are Get Lost in the Smoke, so...
So...
Yeah.
Should I infer from there?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
All right.
So it was a foggy day.
It was just a foggy, hazy day.
Yeah. And I guess some things are left best to the imagination, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
like,
you can imagine lots of things if you're lost in smoke.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Do you, like that really foggy day we had a couple weeks ago? I was imagining all kinds of monsters coming out of me while I was walking down the street.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Mist.
And I was more along the lines like, why bother the cow when you can get the bacon for free? That's what I was thinking.
What are you even talking about? I don't think that even makes sense.
Cow and bacon and smoke.
Think about it.
Cows,
think about it.
You know the bacon is not made of cow, right?
The good kind is.
Just
never had beef bacon?
I think you made that up.
I think you're making that up.
Beef bacon.
There's a will, there's a way.
I think you're a beef bacon.
Yeah. So you guys got some new songs. You guys got some new members, new songs, new material. Are you putting that down on any recorded medium anytime soon?
I guess that's our plan for after the tour.
Yeah, this is actually, I guess, our first Radio River Room is our first recorded media of like any of this material at all.
Woo-hoo.
Pretty much. So
that's
I'm excited
exciting.
About that.
For sure. Epic.
Yeah,
epic.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. And thank you guys for having us, by the way.
Absolutely. We're so glad you guys can be here.
You guys never had an album out before?
No, we have not put an EP out.
We had a few singles.
We've had like 2 singles, maybe.
I could have sworn like sometime back in the day, I was at like On the Rocks or something, and one of you guys handed me a CD.
That was me.
And
I was
like in a lunch bag?
Oh, maybe that
was in like a lunch bag?
Maybe. I know I put out some acoustic stuff there, like some acoustic...
I'm gonna have to look for it and see if I can find it.
It was in a lunch bag?
It was in like a brown paper bag.
I don't remember putting it in
a lunch. That sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah. That was actually.
That sounds like something we've
done. You gotta be careful doing that with Sean, because he would have been like, is this a really skinny donut?
Yeah. This doesn't feel like a sandwich.
This is definitely not a club sandwich.
But it's okay.
I don't know if that was On the Rocks, but I do remember
McCormick's.
It was like the love. It was the brown lunch bags we cut in half.
It was River City Shreds.
Yeah, that was
yep.
that one festival they did.
Like when we first started, like forever ago. Yeah, that was.
I had
really
your CD though. I have it somewhere.
It's somebody still has our shirt. We spray painted a couple shirts that weekend to give to people, and somebody was like, "Hey man, I have your shirt." And I put it up on my band wall. It's like in my band room. I posted it up.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really awesome. It's really awesome.
I think
most of the shirts ended up on the floor, so.
All of the band CDs that I've ever gotten, I've saved. I just gave them all to Devin, so he might have it.
Heck yeah.
One of y'all's first CDs.
The original.
Yeah.
Nice.
On eBay.
It's so old,
I'm really
actually
scared
listened
to it
in my
to
car.
It. Yeah, I wouldn't put it in. I'm really scared
car,
to listen to it.
A really long time.
Yeah.
Wow, we've changed so much since then.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd play it, honestly. Maybe.
But after tonight, you'll have the live tracks from here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm excited about that.
That'd be nice.
I think we're gonna write like a couple more songs before we try to record anything.
Yeah, we want a good solid EP.
Cause we only have like. What,
we have like
four,
six.
But well, we have so many songs that we started
five.
And just like kind of.
We have
they're
a whole
there.
Bunch that we're working on.
We have like a
yeah.
bunch of like jams, I would call them.
Yeah.
Mm. Like
six
good.
In progress.
We just don't really have lyrics. Cause
lyrics and structure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the hardest part.
That's what I've heard.
They're totally sweet, so.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
New
I want one of the first copies of that EP.
New band, new sound. That's what I'm thinking.
In a lunch bag, please.
In a lunch bag.
Yes.
This has to be a thing now.
Yeah. It should be.
Only in lunch
bags. Brown paper packaging.
I'm going to keep doing that.
But is that the same little thing that the cookies come in?
Save the
tree. The big, oh, just Spunkenmeyer cookies?
Oh,
leaves?
Man, yeah. You just reuse, recycle.
just go to the CD steal like the like, sleeves.
Yeah. This CD.
Stack of sleeves.
It smells like cookies. Oh.
Yeah.
This CD goes out to all those kids that got their lunch money taken from it.
Or, no, or what you should do is
CD
actually
lunch bed.
Get one and not take the cookie out. It's
yeah,
a CD and a cookie.
You do it in everyone.
CD, this cookie, listen to this CD.
Loose like, cookie.
The loose cookies.
Like this cookie. this album loose. Pairs very well with this peanut butter fudge chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do not dunk CD in milk.
But cookie, please dunk.
Yes.
Dunk the cookie.
Not the CD.
Yeah.
You can dunk the CD if you want. I mean, it's that bad. It's your loss. Like, you know what? I'm just putting this in a big glass of milk.
Yeah.
And you have to have a really big glass for that.
Yeah, that's true. Like a big wine glass. Yeah.
And then it shows you can have, like, also, like, refill cookies. So, like, when people have eaten their cookie already and they want to listen to the CD with another cookie, they can just purchase more cookies
as well.
And that's just a whole other revenue stream coming in for you.
To like sponsor you guys.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Well, that's
good. Could they do that?
We don't have shirts or stickers or buttons, but
cookies.
We do have cookies. With our names.
Sean would help.
People would come to a show if you said free cookies.
Free cookies.
We need to talk to like Red Eye Cookies.
Yeah, you should definitely talk to Red Eyes. That'd be awesome.
You guys should try to make the first ever cookie vinyl record.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, you play it and then, like fall apart.
Play it.
Then you eat.
Like
that would be
cookie
awesome.
Vinyl. I don't know if that would work.
Yeah,
listen to it once and
eat
it.
Yeah, then
you
eat it.
That'd have to be like the stiffest cookie you've ever seen.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like now. They have. You can go to like. Places that sell records, and you can find like magazines, you know, and then people will put their single on a page in the magazine.
Yeah.
It's like a plastic thing. It looks weird as shit.
Wow.
But like, they definitely play like once or twice, you know.
That's crazy.
Huh. Weird.
That's cool. Really weird.
On a record player?
On a record player, yeah. Like a piece of plastic. It's like skinny. It comes in a magazine.
I remember McDonald's used to like. In Happy Meals, they'd give away. You remember this, Brian? Maybe or Chanel?
Yeah.
Like,
are you trying to tell people that I'm old?
No, that's what's gonna happen. No, people are gonna try to date you next Wednesday. Two Wednesdays.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
We'll get to that later, but
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, they were like Square Records, and if they played right, like it was McDonald's theme song at the time, you like won. And it's like, you remember this?
No.
I don't remember the sweepstakes, but I remember there being something that. Played
like yeah like a square floppy record. It was like a floppy disc record.
I think I remember because my dad's like, you're not putting that shit on my record player. Like,
that's
to put
exactly
it on a 44.
Yeah.
I grew up in a town so small we didn't have McDonald's. It was actually technically a village.
What?
I guess that's technically good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yes, everyone, she is from Ukraine.
You might not have heart disease when you get older.
Big Island of Hawaii, dude. It's really, really rural.
They had.
Wait, you lived where?
Kauai Donald.
Hawaii, you said?
It's Hawaii Donald.
But, so, they had Chick-fil-A, though, because they have the Polynesian sauce.
No. No.
Is that not right?
No, that's not a true statement.
No.
No.
We'll agree to disagree, but we do have to get to another break. We're going to be back with more from Loose Cannon here on Radio Rebel Room. But right now, a band that's going to be playing with Loose Cannon this Wednesday, this is My Way with Welfare Drunk. And in this break, we'll also hear from Imaginary Sons with Kicking the Cup. But right now, My Way.
Yeah. They say curiosity killed the cat. I don't think that's true unless the weird kid down the street is named Curiosity.
Welcome, friends. It's me, Alejandro, and you're listening to Alejandro's Fine World of Art. This time, we will be sculpting self-statues. Pick your material wisely. Marble and granite are hard, so hard, and can withstand a firm pounding. It never hurts to take a moment to admire its hardness. That's hard. Next, choose your chisel. I prefer the 8-incher because it's nimble, yet sturdy. Nimble and sturdy. Your hammer weight will depend on your endurance. I've practiced and I can last a long time, so I prefer to start strongly with the 10-pounder so I can whack off giant bits with each stroke. Be sure to set a mirror so you can see yourself clearly. Great Scott, I'm beautiful. Decide which position you will set yourself in for the statue and begin whacking off as much as you can. The finer details require finesse and caring. Caring and finesse. It is crucial to determine the best spots to place the chisel, then pound the stone. Pound it with all your might, deeper and deeper. Pound it, don't quit now. Pound, pound, pound. Get in there, don't be afraid. Remember, it is not about how fast you finish. It's about the caring you show your piece. You have a great love for it because it is yours. It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm gonna show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're gonna love it. Start by mixing eggs and milk and stuff in like a bowl or something with whatever mixing tools you have available. The next thing you want to do is add like a pound of bacon. Like if you deep fry the bacon first, that's on point, but if not, that's cool too. Preheat the oven to like 420. Lather a baking pan with sausage gravy until there's like an inch or more. Pour the cake batter evenly into the pan, man, and place it in the oven for like 10 minutes. Remove the whole jank from the oven and add like 1 pound of cheese. Cheddar Monterey Jack is my preferred, but man, cheese is cheese. This cake is gonna be crucial. Place it back in the oven, which should still be preheated to like cool 420. And after like 10 minutes or something, pull that thing out and place it on like a windowsill or something, like a ledge where wind's blowing. And after like it cools off, that thing is ready. It's gonna be bum. The next thing you wanna do while it's cooling is make like frosting, cause it's delicious. Melt any combination of your favorite candy bars into a bowl, like with fire or something, like heat those candy bars up until they're melted. Then mix in Doritos so you can add crunchiness to your frosting. Chocolatey and crunchy. Apply generous portions of frosting to the cake. Add 10 more bacon slices. You can never have too much ham, man. Next, apply ranch dressing. If you don't have ranch, Thousand Island is cool, or just plain mayonnaise. I started this one previously. Let's try it. What a complexity of flavor combinations, dude. What? What the hell? Doggone it! I forgot jelly beans, dude! Ah, frustration becomes me.
My cake. you want him to do you so much you could do anything.
To another exciting episode of Green Living Through Pica. My name is Pica. It's also a neurological disorder, but y'all already knew that. Today I'm going to be explaining a simple dish that is fun for everyone in the family. And it's easy to make. Pica 7-layer lasagna. First, preheat the oven to 475 and warm up a skillet with a bit of shampoo to ensure a non-stick surface. Start by grinding about 4 or 5 old cell phones in a food processor until they are well mixed. It's good when they're fresh cell phones. Saute some eggshells in a skillet until they are golden brown. Then add your cell phone puree. Let that thing simmer. As you prepare the leftover egg carton, and 1 or 2 used shingles to separate the layers. Bring 1 quart windshield washer fluid to a boil and place the egg carton and shingles in there together. That just smells delicious. It's a matter of personal preference how long they need to cook depending on how soft or hard you like them. I prefer al dente, so I only cook them until the shingle is workable, but still firm. Now you want to make the meat of the lasagna. By now, your old cell phone should be thoroughly cooked. In a large mixing bowl, mix 1 pound couch cushion innards with the cell phone and add crushed light bulbs. Including the head, y'all. I like to hide it in there like it's a little old surprise. Whisk them until the couch cushion and light bulbs are blended evenly throughout. The sauce we'll be using today is a traditional recipe from Italy, known as the bolognese, because it's thicker than most sauces and typically has chunks in it. Melt several old toothbrushes and water bottle caps in a medium saucepan until it's completely homogeneous. Put tree bark in a cheese grater and grind it over the sauce. Add 1 cup straight up dirt. Okay, y'all, it's time to start building lasagna. Coat a 10 by 20 Pyrex pan with a light dusting of laundry detergent. That's borax, y'all. Place a few scooped cell phone and couch cushion puree right on the bottom, building up a layer about 1 inch thick. Then, place the used shingle gently across the first layer. Now, brush some bolognese sauce on it. Pour some more dirt right over the top of the whole lasagna. Don't be too frugal with it now. When green living through pica, dirt is the most valuable asset because of its abundance. It also doesn't hurt that it's downright delicious. Now, place it in the oven and set a timer for 1 hour. While it's cooking, feel free to make a salad. I like to use any shredded documents or leftover puzzle pieces or buttons that I find around the house or under the furniture. Toss them in a salad bowl, and if you like, you can make some dressing out of garbage juice straight from the trash can. When your oven goes off, the lasagna is ready to be served. Cutting it with an old chainsaw enables you to serve the Pyrex tray with the lasagna, adding that extra tenderness and crunch that your family will surely love. It just smells so good. This has been Green Living Through Pica. I'm Pica, your host. Join us next time when we will be making a lovely flaming frappe out of old crayons.
Radio Rubber Room. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's Radio Rubber Room.
We are back. That was the Loose Cannon here on Radio Rubber Room. And what was the name of that tune?
That one was called Sleeping Around.
Sleeping Around?
Sleeping Around.
I'm assuming that's about, like, celibacy.
Yeah, yep. It goes to all those people with ex-girlfriends that they hate.
Personally. I love all my ex-girlfriends.
Do you like all your ex-girlfriends?
Yeah.
Really?
Nah. Nah.
I don't have many, so...
I still like all my future ones.
Like, all your future best ones.
My future ex-girlfriends are great.
The up and coming.
Yeah. They're great. Yeah. So what?
Oh, nothing. You're just going to be in so much trouble for that one.
Oh, she didn't listen.
Oh, okay.
This isn't live. Oh, there you go.
Screw you, Rachel.
That would be fun.
I know, I gotta be careful.
Oh, that's confusing.
Too.
Both of you.
Gotta be careful
Rachels.
Too.
Yeah.
Derek's Rachel.
Yeah.
Derek, is your Rachel?
Different Rachel.
My Rachel has a good sense of humor, so it's you could just.
Does whatever. She listen?
I don't know. I'd venture to say sometimes.
I mean, yeah, sometimes. We've had conversations about stuff on the show before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well.
Does your Rachel listen?
I don't have a Rachel.
You don't?
They have Rachels.
I can
they have Rachel. I don't have a Rachel.
I definitely don't have a Rachel.
I can personally say my Rachel listens.
What if everyone just had their own Rachel?
There'd be a lot of Rachels in the world.
Rachel. It doesn't matter when you find it.
I guess it depends on how you feel about Rachel.
Is that my Rachel? Is that even a person? Or is that...
Dude, Rachel sounds really weird now.
Could be anything.
Just a word.
Just because if you say any word enough times in a row...
Yeah, like tree.
That's my Rachel.
I haven't known what a tree is for like 10 years, honestly. Like, 10 years ago, it just got overdone for me.
I just want to know when you stop being a plant and start being a tree. Like,
it's a blurry gray line.
I think it's got to do with
every
girth.
Tiny tree just looks like a plant to me.
It's got
to
be like a guy with a sign, like when you get on a roller coaster and it has like a certain height limit.
Yeah. Like you've officially become a tree.
Like this bush is over 4.5 feet. It's no longer a bush. It's now a tree.
It's now a tree. It now
that'd
requires
pruning.
That'd
be a pretty sweet job, though. You would you'd never run out of work.
Yeah.
To be the guy that dubs plants trees.
I now
like,
dub
yeah,
you.
With the sword, yeah.
It's
yeah.
A whole ceremony.
A tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be terrifying
a tree,
for a little plant to like, take a sword to it.
A little sad.
I prune this tree.
You like dunk it in water.
Oh man.
Tree brand.
Like tree baptism for trees.
How do you know if it's a bush too? Like is that be short
Brian, shorts? You should know that by now.
Maybe it's all about wind.
Don't
maybe
you
it's
worry
all
about
wind.
Bush.
Yeah. So you gotta get up early and go act, huh?
Yeah, I have to act
you
tomorrow.
Can't, you can't talk about it in detail though.
Honestly they don't even tell you anything except for when to be there and here's your costume.
Can you tell us like what you're actually doing?
Yeah, I was cast as a battle soldier in AMC's turn. Mm-hmm. I think I'm,
which
a red,
is like,
I'm a red coat.
Which is like Revolutionary War zombies.
Yeah, it's a really cool show. It's
awesome.
Based on actual diary excerpts from the spies in Washington's spy ring of the Revolution. So.
Well,
so,
if you're possibly going to get shot by a cannon, like this
yeah.
guy might be able to help
yeah.
you out with this. And then like tips, pointers.
Yeah, pointers.
And Tommy, you got any
best
tips?
Best way to stand.
Got any tips for Brian?
Don't get hit.
And if I do, make sure it's on camera.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Please. Pretty please.
I'm just
make
seeing
sure
like, all these, like,
gotta have
all these like crazy Braveheart like images come in my head. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if the Revolution had as many cannons as the Civil
yeah.
War did.
They were different.
On the battlefield.
They used to bounce more. They were smaller shots, and I believe they weren't explosive yet. They were just like...
They were like sacks on
them. I don't think they ever shot cannonballs like that. They had two cannonballs, and they were connected by a chain, and it was way more devastating.
Whoa,
well, I mean,
chain
they,
shot.
They definitely had cannons on the ships, like when,
yeah.
when the British did the blockade.
Yeah.
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 But I think they were just solid
especially
balls
on ships.
As an explosive...
Yeah.
I think it's
yeah,
but somewhere
it's
there.
It's two balls, I'm telling you. It's one
yeah.
ball with a chain and
yeah.
then another ball.
That sounds
I don't
think and they shoot
time.
One and, well,
oh, yeah,
I mean, it's a waste
match.
To just shoot a regular cannonball because you just get like a little cylindrical poof. But when you have like this chain and this other ball flailing around, you
literally
know.
Literally designed to rip ships.
Yeah,
open.
It's like.
Are you talking about ships?
Talk about
cannonballs in general. Like, mm-hmm. the basic concept of like a plain old spherical cannonball is for getting shot in the chest with. You know, it's not.
Well, no, because they'd skip them on the ground. Because they're in columns, like rows, so it would just cut through a bunch of them and, like, skip them.
All you got to do is land it 2 feet short of the column, and all seven of those dudes behind that guy are dead.
I mean, I'm sure also on ships, they're like, we're out of cannonballs, like, put forks in broken glass, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
they didn't give a damn.
I mean, that's just a classic.
Like, the pirate,
they use
pirate
that
gun.
On the battlefield, too. They like, just throw everything.
A blunderbuss is like a gun that you can shoot anything out of. Mm. So, like, the pirates use those because they would just be like, here's some shrapnel. Like, fuck it.
Somebody give me 3 rocks.
Yeah,
awesome.
Here's some whatever. Broken rum bottles.
Yeah, dude.
Put everything. Tom's hand in it.
Put Tommy in it.
You know one dude punched out his own teeth and threw him in a gun. Like, no. Just somebody did.
I think
somebody
you shaved,
did.
Is that why you shaved your beard? For this role?
Yeah, that's why I shaved.
It was the trend of the time.
Yeah. And just in time for the coldest weather we've had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, we all took a little break outside.
It is cold.
Are you guys still going to Brooklyn?
Yeah.
After we went outside just now?
Unfortunately.
Because it's cold here.
It's really cold, and it's probably going to be really cold when we're up there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's going to snow.
It's supposed to be the big one.
It's the big storm coming in.
I thought it already happened.
You guys will never make it back.
Storms are brewing.
It's going to snow again.
The loose cannon went to Brooklyn, and then we never saw them again.
That's fair.
And Tommy comes straggling back.
And then, like, there's a sequel, like, a tree grows in Brooklyn, and we know because it's this tall.
It's not a bush.
Nice. So we have a couple of events coming up that I want to just mention real quick.
We're going to auction Chanel off.
Chanel.
Oh. Not going to make any money
Chanel
on
Chanel with a giant Chanel.
So you want to talk about it?
No. Not anymore. I just wanted to mention the event. It's the pre-V-Day Bash with Dalton Dash at Emilio's. It's February 11th. It's our usual Wednesday night spot at Emilio's for free. All ages.
Thank
and
you.
It's going to be Dalton Dash all night with some special guests. And we're going to have a couple of contests. We're going to be giving away some swag.
People.
We're also going to... We're not going to be giving people away. We're going to be auctioning
people
off.
Yeah, we're selling
and
people.
Get swag points.
We're bringing that back to the South.
We are...
Welcome to Emilio's.
We are auctioning...
But it's for charity this time. It's okay.
We're auctioning off Valentine's Day dates. And yes, I will be on the auction block, along with a bunch of musicians and other people involved in the music scene. So if you are someone who is looking for a Valentine's Day date and are involved in the music scene, let me know if you want to be auctioned off. If you would like a date for Valentine's Day on the 11th, start saving your dollars. Because all proceeds will go to buy Radio Rubber Room new equipment and pay Brian for recording us. Yay!
Yep. We're accepting PayPal now, right? Is that...
We
that
always have been.
We always accept PayPal.
So now and then.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then. And Dan.
Yeah, there's a little donate button on every podcast.
Imagine
because of the PayPal.
When you look at your expenses report, like on your credit card, and be like, date, $1,000.
Dude, if someone pays $1,000, I would be very, very happy.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. So we're looking for that $1,000 donator.
Hell yeah.
You need like Bill Murray from Groundhog's Day to come in and like buy you up.
Bill Murray would be, yeah,
that
Bill Murray
awesome.
Comes, that'd be awesome.
If I got to go on a date with Bill Murray, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Let's send this to Bill Murray.
Yeah. So you're excited about it?
I'm kind of nervous about it, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been auctioned off before.
Yeah. Well, it was your idea, right?
No, it was actually Justin Doyle and Pat Keefe and I were all sitting together last night talking about what crazy hijinks we could do on the show, and I think it was Pat's idea to have the auction.
What do you think you're going to be sold?
But I didn't feel right about doing it unless one of us was also being auctioned off. And you have a Rachel, and Sean just doesn't
do
want
it.
To.
I can do it.
I don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, I saw that post in the production team and was like, not going to touch this one. Nope, not going to put myself out there to be auctioned off for 35 cents.
So I'm just...
Feelings hurt.
Really?
I'm just
right. Yeah.
Sold for 50 cents.
Taking one for the team over here.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Bidding starts at $50.
$50?
No, probably not.
I mean, I'd have to demand a reserve, or somebody would be like, well, if he gives me $5, I'll let him buy me dinner.
Yeah.
You're like, it's not going to go well.
An auction on Layla.
So don't be cheap.
So, yeah, be nice, don't hurt my feelings.
I'll put a dollar on
come
that.
Come bid on me.
Come bid on Chanel.
We do not accept bits of string.
I can't get a date with the girls don't pay me. So I'm not gonna ask him for money too.
Well,
wait, how does that work?
Like, well, you've got the nickel saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't I say that last week?
I don't know.
If I had a nickel for every time a girl found me unattractive, they would find me attractive by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a really good one. That would work.
And then you could buy one at our auction.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you could, like...
I'd have enough money to make Chanel feel really, really good about herself.
I would definitely go up for auction. I'd be like, you could win a date with Sean and his money. I would definitely win.
Now, for the record, it is not a competition.
I know.
Not a competition.
If I had the money, though, I would have, like, an Uncle Scrooge-style pool filled with gold coins. You know what I'm saying?
I would totally go swimming in it.
DuckTales, anyone?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, I would definitely swim in it.
Oh, this is
awesome. I would figure out a way to invent soft coins and then go swim in it.
I would come over, yeah.
Because that initial dive, every time with the cartoon, it was just like, always so painful for me. Like, oh!
Chocolate coins, man. That's a good
idea. Yeah, chocolate coins. That's a good idea.
And cheaper.
Yeah, it'd be cheaper.
Copper and
you
nickel
think it's
soft,
coins,
it's
and
like,
then you peel off that layer.
It gets really dirty.
You can afford a bigger pool.
Those coins, just like, if you want to eat one of those coins, you have like 12 seconds of holding it before it's like mushy.
I don't understand how he didn't have some kind of skin lesion from swimming in all that money.
I mean, he was a duck.
He wasn't. Still, it's...
He had feathers.
It's
feathers repel those things.
Mm-hmm. It's oils.
Oils and
oils.
Feathers.
Yeah.
Well, is it time to take a break after I feel like we've learned a lot today.
Have we?
You guys feel like I feel smarter.
I feel
a lot of random.
I feel sillier.
Anytime we discuss the cartoon universe, I feel like I learned something.
Well,
anytime
way,
we talk about fatter. Money.
What was that sub? Well, it's time to take a little break, play a tune. This is Lightfields with Atomic here on Radio Rubber Room.
We'll be right back. Hey guys, it's Chanel from Radio Rubber Room, and I want to see you on the dance floor at Emilio's at Radio Rubber Room Presents every other Wednesday night, 10 p.m., free at Emilio's downtown at the corner of Meadow and Broad. Bring your dancing shoes, mention this ad, I will give you a free hug, possibly a bonus high five.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room. And I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue, because constipation is no picnic.
From Spoofco, it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games.
Hold on there, you little bastards. My pet dinosaur is different.
Awesome!
Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is. Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur, new from Spoofco.
Advertise your business with Radio Rubber Room. Send any inquiries to sponsoring RRR at gmail.com. That's sponsoringrrr at gmail.com. Sponsoring RRR at gmail.com. Radio Rubber Room, putting RVA music into as many ear holes as possible.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more. Seamus McChimichanga's Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant. Seamus McChimichanga's Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins. Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding! Seamus McChimichanga's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McMamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Seamus McChimichanga.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99, Seamus McChimichanga's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
Sean Austin isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but on a cold night, he's the best spooner.
Thank you.
We are back. That was a loose cannon here on Radio Rubber Room, and that had something to do with zombies.
What else here? Yep, that song is our, I think, our latest song.
That's the newest one.
It's called Brain Biter.
Brain Biter.
In parentheses, if you want to put
zombie romance.
A zombie romance.
Yep.
Dude, that's like my dream girl.
It's about falling in love with a zombie.
She don't even talk at all, really, man.
She's dead and that she's gonna kill you. At some point, probably.
Just knock all her teeth out, you know?
She's a little handsy sometimes, but I mean, that's not bad.
Awesome.
Yeah. And
a little handsy.
And obviously a biter.
Yeah, she's a biter.
You know.
She leeches onto your brain.
That's why I knock all her teeth out. Was she gonna gum me to death?
Scratches, man. Just gonna try. Scratches.
All right. Well, guys, we've had a blast having you here. Enjoyed the tunes. Enjoyed talking to you guys.
Awesome.
Before you dip, yo, if the loose cannon was a sex move, what do you think it would be?
If it was a sex move?
If the loose cannon was a sex move.
What act?
I'll tell you, I'll draw you something
sex
up.
Act.
Yeah. And I'll bring it back next time.
Okay.
I'll draw you a diagram.
Tommy's got an image in his head that he's
been... I got something going
on. A diagram, I like that. Post it on our Facebook wall.
I will.
Heck, the loose cannon. Like, if you ever want to do this to your girl or something.
The loose cannon.
Like it. Go to Lowe's and get yourself
If the loose cannon had a sex position.
Here's your shopping list.
It would involve...
Like you do a one-armed pull-up.
Tennis balls. A chimichanga.
Nice.
Snow perked up.
Chimichanga.
I think we heard earlier your
affection. We talked about my love for chimichanga.
Earlier in the show, yeah.
You say chimichanga, I'm gonna look up.
Yeah.
You cannot buy Chanel for a chimichanga on the 11th, by the way.
No.
We only accept money.
But you can take me out for a chimichanga on Valentine's Day.
I have unlimited chimichanga.
Chicken fiesta is totally allowed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, any last words, guys? Any last words before you guys disappear in the oblivion of the snowstorm?
The only thing I would have to say is check us out on Facebook and keep listening because we're going to have an EP put out pretty soon.
And they'll be able to keep up with that on Facebook.
Yeah,
and that's Facebook/LooseCannon.
Yeah, LooseCannon, RVA is what's at the end of that. And then we have a Bandcamp as well. So you can look us up there. That's where all our music's going to go, more than likely.
It sounded like everybody got a message at once.
Possible.
Might have been a group message.
So just look us up, and make sure you come out tomorrow too. That's what I'm
tomorrow.
Say. Yeah.
Tomorrow's be good.
We'll be that'll be our first show.
I always want to. I don't know what happens. Somewhere between 8
and
9.
We go on at 12.
Something
12
happens.
You'll be there tomorrow.
Give me a lift.
Or we'll kick your butt.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, it's been a blast. We enjoyed it. Good luck this week, and we'll see you tomorrow. But after that, good luck this week, and we're gonna go out with a little tune here. This is Motel Fire with "Go in Peace." So go in
peace.
See
you guys.
Thanks for having us.
The cell is broken. The tactics are-